Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. My devotional today is entitled, Take Heed. And it comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, where Paul writes, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man." Perhaps my all-time favorite critter our family ever owned was our son's chameleon. When most people think about these lizards, they probably recall the fact that they can change both color and skin pattern to blend in with their surroundings. That's what I'd always thought of. But when we got that little dude, I was even more amazed by the fact that God designed him with eyes that swivel to look backwards. He could see what was in front of him, to the side of him, and behind him, without moving a muscle. Oh man, this poor lizard's children, they couldn't get away with anything. In this week's passage, one of the points that Paul brings up is around the idea of resisting temptation and our need to, quote, take heed or to see something physical with spiritual results. You know, the idea behind the word to take heed is that a person carries what is seen into the non-physical realm so that he or she can take the needed action. And so what Paul's trying to tell us here is that when it comes to fighting temptation, there is a need, there is a seeing, and there is a responding. I want to think with you about the seeing part. According to this week's passage, being able to see all that surrounds us is part of what's required to prevent us from falling prey to the schemes of the devil. But for reasons known only to God, He did not give us eyes or heads that swivel. This then means we have to work even harder to pay attention to our setting and circumstances to avoid being overtaken. We must be vigilant. We must take heed. But there is more to it than just seeing what is in front of us in our physical world. There is also the seeing that comes from perceiving what we are seeing. And this is what verse 12 is all about. All of this means we have a double challenge as we fight to live set-apart lives where we are continually experiencing growth in godliness. We must see the obvious, and we must perceive or see the sometimes not so obvious so we can identify temptation and seek God's help to endure it. I trust all of this sounds pretty cut and dried. We see something, we perceive it to be bad for us, and we avoid it. If only it were that simple, right? We know from this text and personal experience that temptation is all around and that we have a tendency to downplay the likelihood we will fall victim to it. That's why Paul gives you the command to take heed lest ye fall, or to pay attention to what you see and to what it might mean in your life, and to then respond accordingly to prevent ourselves from sinning. Emmanuel Faith, I don't know what temptations each of us are facing these days, but I think it would be good to pray and ask God to give us the ability to see and perceive and remove ourselves from the things that could cause us to fall. I hope you'll join me in praying along those lines today. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.